Ascultă Radio Noro, vocea pacienților.
I am Dan Alexandru Tiberiu and I am inviting you at Radio Noro today to find out more about rare diseases at the Planet of Rare Diseases. A disease or a disorder is defined as rare in Europe when it affects less than 1 in 2,000 people. One rare disease may affect only a handful of patients in the European Union and another touch as many as 245,000. A rare disease, also referred to as an orphan disease, is any disease that affects a small percentage of the population. There are more than 6,000 rare diseases. On the whole, rare diseases may affect 30 million European Union citizens. 80% of rare diseases are of genetic origin and are often chronic and life-threatening. In Romania, we have about 50 patient organizations for rare diseases, and the Romanian National Alliance for Rare Diseases consists of more than 40 national organizations. It works at national and international level and is member of EURODIS, Rare Diseases Europe, for 9 years. The Romanian Prader-Willi Association was established in 2003 and brings together patients with Prader-Willi syndrome and other rare diseases. Rare Disease International is the global alliance of people living with a rare disease of all nationalities across all rare diseases. RDI brings together national and regional rare disease patient organizations from around the world as well as international rare disease federations to create the global alliance of rare diseases, patients and families. RDI's mission is to be a strong common voice on behalf of all people living with a rare disease around the world, to advocate for rare diseases as an international public health priority and to represent its members and enhance their capacities. The Romanian National Alliance for Rare Diseases became a member of Rare Disease International. Today we invited at Radio NOR to find out more about RDI from Paloma Tejada. She has joined EURODIS in 2007 as Communications Manager, later becoming Communications Director. After 1 year of parental leave, Paloma rejoined EURODIS on a part-time basis as Rare Disease International Senior Manager. Paloma is part of the government's team working on the launch and development of Rare Disease International. Paloma has extensive experience working for non-profit organizations and non-governmental organizations in Europe, America and Asia. Previously, she worked for Medicines du Monde as a program manager for the International HIV/AIDS Network. She was also a program coordinator for Appropriate Technology Asia in New Delhi, where she managed the water and sanitation program in Tibetan refugee settlements. After obtaining a Bachelor of Arts in Communications from the American University in Washington, D.C., she went on to complete a Master of Science in Development Management at the London School of Economics. She is a dual Peruvian-French national. She grew up in Lima and lived in Paris since 2002. She is fluent in English, French, and Spanish.
Hello, my name is Paloma Tejada. I'm Senior Manager of Rare Diseases International, and I've been asked to tell you more about this initiative today. Rare Diseases International is the global alliance of people living with rare diseases across all rare diseases and all nationalities. It is a EURODIS initiative, the European Organization for Rare Diseases. And for the time being, it is an initiative embedded within EURODIS, but the idea, it is expected that it will be independent and legally incorporated in more or less 3 years' time. The initial focus is on gaining experience of working together internationally. Why is RDI needed? It is needed to unite, expand, and reinforce the rare disease movement of patient organizations and patient advocates throughout the world. So far, international initiatives have been ad hoc and linked to a particular disease. RDI is an opportunity to work globally and to create the global rare disease community. It is also a way of enabling the emergency of a strong common voice on behalf of the estimated 500 million people living with a rare disease in the world today. It is also meant to influence international organizations and putting rare diseases in the international public health agenda. The idea is to influence debate in organizations such as the United Nations and the World Health Organization. It is also a way of enabling local patient groups to act at national, regional, and international levels through advocacy and exchange of experience. So in a nutshell, the mission statement of RDI is to be a strong common voice on behalf of people living with rare diseases around the world. General objectives are three. One, to represent members and people living with a rare disease at large in international institutions and forums. Two, to enhance the capacities of members through information exchange, networking, mutual support, and potentially joint actions. And three, and more importantly, promote rare diseases as an international public health and research priority throughout public awareness and policymaking. So how did this initiative come about and what's the background and history behind it? For a long time, patient advocates, leaders of the rare disease patient community have been thinking about creating an organization that would structure the international patient movement that is already being formed. In 2009, the board of EURORDIS decided to go ahead and start this initiative and with in partnership with five other national alliances with whom EURORDIS has signed agreements that include the creation of an international movement for rare disease patients. So in 2009 EURORDIS signed a memorandum of understanding with the National Organization for Rare Disorders in the US. In 2012, it signed another one with the Canadian Organization for Rare Diseases. In 2013, with the Japanese Patient Association. And in 2015, with the Russian Patient Union and Rare Voices Australia. So EURORDIS, in partnership with these five national alliances, decided to go ahead and launch this initiative formally in May 2015. At the EURORDIS membership meeting in Madrid. At that time, shortly before that, a group of volunteers from several national alliances and a couple of international federations had decided to volunteer their time to steer this process, to get the initiative started and to govern the project until elections, until enough members would be recruited and elections could be won so that those members could actually elect their own governing board. The recruitment process was based on very basic eligibility criteria. Full members had to be rare disease organizations and with a definition that would be valid in their own countries, either the US, the EU one, or another definition of rare diseases. They had to be a non-profit organization, patient-driven. They have to be legally incorporated. That doesn't mean that international umbrella organizations that are not legally incorporated are not eligible, but one of their members who is legally registered would have to submit the application on behalf of the umbrella organization they represent. And more importantly, they must demonstrate some common political independence and minimization of risk of conflict of interest through transparency of financial information and diversified funding. So that is important. Of course, RDI recognizes that organizational setups may vary from country to country, and every organization is different, has different history. So every single application is looked at and reviewed on a case-by-case basis, and of course some exceptions to these rules are made, can be made. But in general, full members have to be patient organizations and umbrella organizations, meaning local, single disease, single country groups are not eligible, but national alliances, so patient umbrella organizations representing several rare diseases in one country are eligible, or patient organizations representing one disease or one family of diseases across several countries, what we call international federations, are also eligible, as are pan-regional networks, so umbrella organizations that spread throughout a geographic region. There is also the possibility of having associate membership that's reserved to either certain patient groups that do not meet the criteria, for example, single disease in countries where there is no national alliance yet, or very young patient organizations, less than a year old, are given associate membership until they are experienced enough, and after a year or two they will be given full membership. There's also associate membership is also reserved for all other entities, non-patient groups, professional organizations, and other type of organizations that are active in the field of rare diseases and are contributing actively to the objectives of RDI by their mission and work. Pharmaceutical or biotech companies cannot be associate members, and associate members cannot be elected to be part of the council, so they have no voting rights, but they're strongly encouraged to participate in the activities. So far, there's 38 members to date. The Romanian Organization for Rare Diseases, RONARD, the Romanian Alliance of Patient of Rare Disease Patients, is part of those 38 members. There are 15 non-European national alliances, 8 European national alliances, 8 international federations, 3 regional networks, and 4 associate members to date. And we will soon be 40 with the Russian Patient Union and the Iranian Rare Disease Foundation, which we'll be joining very soon. We're very happy to announce that the latest 2 members to join are very experienced, strong international federations, and very happy to have on board the World Federation of Hemophilia and the International Niemann-Pick Disease Alliance. So in terms of funding, we're funded by mostly RORDIS, AFM Teleton, and the European Commission Health DG. There's also some member voluntary contributions that we've received to date, and 6 corporate donors, pharma companies, have also donated to this project. In terms of the governance, like I said, there was a pre-formation group until March 2016, made of volunteers steering the process. And recently in April, the members, the 36 members, there are 38 now, but there were 36 then, elected a council of 7 individuals representing 7 different organizations, amongst them RORDIS, Yalakam from RORDIS, and also a representative from the US National Alliance, the Canadian National Alliance, the Australian National Alliance, the Indian Organization for Rare Diseases, the Ibero-American Rare Disease Alliance, and also DEBRA International, so an international and important international federation, is also part of the council. For more information, I invite you to go to our website, rarediseasesinternational.org, where you find all the latest, and to register to receive our announcements through our mailing list. We also have a Twitter account and an online discussion group on the Rare Connect platform. So rareconnect.org/RDI, where you're more than welcome to post your questions and comments. Even if you're not members, you're all welcome to participate. I will finish up by saying that we have an important and very exciting event coming up next month. On the 11th of November in 2016, we are launching a UN NGO Committee for Rare Diseases. This is a multi-stakeholder committee that will introduce the concept of rare diseases in the UN agenda for the first time, and will feed the information needed for the UN Economic and Social Council to address rare diseases at the international level. I'm very happy to say Rare Diseases International will be the patient voice and the patient stakeholder representing all patients in this important committee. And the official launch will be, as I said, on November 11th, 2016 in New York. So keep tuned for more information about this and about more developments of the Rare Diseases International initiative. As time goes by, we will keep you informed, and I hope that you will be following up on this important initiative. Thank you.
I am Dan Alexandru Tiberiu, and I invite you again next week for the Planet of Rare Diseases.
Ascultă Radio Noro, vocea pacienților.